So how surprised were you to get this phone call today?
It surprised me a lot. This is a dream come true right here. I've been waiting on this since I was 7 years old, and it surprised me a whole lot.
Did you expect to get drafted?
Not really. I can honestly say I really wasn't expecting to get drafted. But that when I got that phone call from Belichick, then I was really excited.
What message did Belichick and the Patriots deliver to you about what they liked about your game?
We really haven't had much conversation besides just over the little 15 minutes that I got drafted. But they were like, welcome to his family. That's pretty much all they said, and I'm proud to be a Patriot.
Were you at the very least expecting like a undrafted rookie free agent signing or something?
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay.
We haven't found a ton of information about you. Can you just tell us about your game, where you played mostly?
What do you mean where I played mostly?
What position? Did you play special teams, defense, or...
I'm a DB, corner or safety, either or. I play special teams. I can return. I can block it. It doesn't really matter. Just I'm gonna play wherever I'm put at. Then that's where I'm gonna play.
On special teams, what specific roles did you have on? If you give me some examples of what you played on some of the units.
I did kickoff. I did kickoff return. I was a blocker on that. I was a gunner on punt. At my junior college, I returned kicks, punts and kickoffs. So I can do a little bit of both.
Are you encouraged by the fact that this team has taken players who haven't really had a long resume of starting, guys like Matt Cassel, Matthew Slater, and they've made the team and actually contributed?
I'm hoping that I can fulfill those shoes to be one of those big contributors.
Malcolm, the Patriots took one of your teammates earlier in the draft. Can you tell us about Marcus a little bit?
Marcus can't. I'm glad I'm get to play with him some more years. That was pretty good draft pick by them. I can honestly say, Cam's he's one of me, and that's God, I'm a little nervous. I'm still shaking right now. I'm so happy about this this going down. But Cannon, me and him got a little history. I remember when I first got to TCU. Me and him, we were going at practice for a little bit, and he put a watermelon inside my locker and said, I'm going to kill you, rookie, or whatever he was telling me when I first got to TCU. But that was how me and Marcus Cannon very first met, and we've been cool ever since, and I'm happy to be able to play with him again.
All in a joking way, I assume, right?
It was all in a joking way. Cannon's a big jokester. Y'all know about it more sooner or later, I promise you.
What are some other jokes that he's pulled?
Cam, he's real creative. He likes to go in the training room and he'll get a whole bunch of used tape, and he'll make little swords and weapons out of tape balls. He's a real creative person. That's one thing about him.
Are you aware of what he's going through now with his illness?
Oh no, I haven't talked to Cam in a long time. Like I haven't seen Cam since pro day actually.
Wow, he's been diagnosed as having cancer, and he's undergoing cancer treatments now.
Oh man.
Wow.
I didn't even know that. I haven't heard any word of that.
That's it.
The prognosis is good, though. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be sure to give him a call. I saw your phone with y'all.
Hey, Malcolm, we understand that you were rookie. Did you sign with Oklahoma out of high school, and how did you go
to
JUCO route?
Yes. Well, it was a funny story. After my sophomore season, I had committed to Texas A&M. And I was committed to them for a little bit, and somehow Stoops ended up talking me into signing over to OU, and I signed with OU out of high school. Ended up didn't making it because we have this thing down here in Texas called the Tax Test, and it's five portions of it, and I failed the science part of it. So I ended up having to sit out my freshman year and going JUCO in 2007. And I played 2 years there, and then like I had many different options coming out of JUCO of where I wanted to go to school at and finish up my career. And I had a little girl. I was blessed with a little girl in 2008, and I'm from Dallas, so I was like, I'm stay here at TCU. Ain't nowhere else better for me to go. She around her family, so let me stay down here.
Great. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.